Okay. We're now deep below Central High School in their pit, which is what this actually is. Yeah, how about a little background? John?
Not too loud, though, because the echo is so bad I can't hear what the man says.
And Doc Watson just finished, what was it, about an hour the second time? 3/4 of an hour?
Yeah.
And the audience was really fantastic. And the audience was very responsive, it seemed. How long has it been since you've been up in Cholo? The last time?
I was here last fall at the Folk Festival, or last summer, rather, at the end of the summer.
And you were the hit of the festival last year. You know that.
No,
Yes. The talk of it. The background music was just stopped. It was John Pell. And no, not really John Pell. It was really a guitar. And it's now Danny Starobin. And Jerry Ricks is down here. Everybody's down here.
Yeah, Clooney's supposed to play a tune in the background there somewhere. He's getting out of hand.
How long have you been playing guitar now, Doc?
I started playing the guitar when I was 14 years old. And I've been playing ever since. And I ain't gonna tell you how old I am.
And what about banjo? Did that come first?
The banjo came first, but when the guitar came along and I got a hold of a guitar, I think I kind of left off the banjo because I guess even though it came along second, the guitar is my first love in music, actually.
And in the background, Jerry Ricks is playing Doc's guitar.
It's not actually Doc's guitar.
No, it's Starobin's guitar, right.
Thank you kindly.
And the word from Jerry Ricks was that he didn't want to do any interviews because he knows all the answers. Do you have any questions that are unanswered at this point? No. Okay, you know, I was speaking to somebody recently, and they said that you are the most mild-mannered person they know, except for one question. And since I'm going to get clobbered anyway, I'm going to ask it, and that's this. Why don't you like Bob Dylan?
I just don't like the way he sounds.
Perfect answer.
All right.
I like quite a few of his songs. I have nothing against the guy personally, because I don't know him personally. And I don't know if I have anything against him or not, to be fair and honest, but I just don't like the way he sounds. Now, that's
all
a
right.
Fair answer.
You know what Air Raid spells backwards is?
Is that a legitimate question?
No, I think it isn't.
All right, try anything twice. What is? Yes,
I have to ask Jerry. He knows all the answers.
He's the St. Jerry.
St. Jerry Ricks.
St. Gerald.
St. Gerald.
Only his mother calls him Gerald.
Only his mother knows for sure. And the impression, the whole group. A question from Starobin in the back.
No, I have a question. No, it's an impossibility.
What, for Starobin to ask a question?
Yes. He was asking me.
What was the question?
No, I didn't have a question.
Think. He wanted me to think.
Yes.
Which, true. Very true. Who actually started with the Watson family bring together on record?
Ralph Rensselaer.
Of the Greenbrier Boys.
Ralph Rensselaer, yes. He came down home and he said, Doc, I just had a great idea, or I think it'll be great. He said, let's get all your folks together and record a record and call it the Watson family album. There's just one.
Just the one?
And there's another one coming. The material's been recorded, and it may have been edited.
You taught your son to play, or?
No, I didn't teach my son to play. Last year, I started on a concert tour in March, about the 17th of March, and was gone until about the 20th of May. And when I got back home, he could already play accompaniment to a lot of the old Clarence Ashley tunes and half a dozen other things, and just those a little over 2 months, so I thought, well, if he's doing that good, I'll sit in and give him a few pointers. But I found out you didn't have to teach that boy. He'd heard the old music so much it just ran out his fingers.
And I'm sure having your records around didn't hurt any either.
No, but he had heard me play an awful lot before the records ever came along. You see, I only got into this in 1960 when I started into the. I played the old folk music all my life, but I thought that there would never be a market for it. I'm talking too much, I think.
No, you're not.
How old is Merle now?
Merle is 16.
Yeah, I want to get you to talk, because people know me.
And then, after Merle and I had gone over a few tunes, I decided I'd take him to the Berkeley Folk Festival with me last summer. That was in June. And the first crowd we played before, there was 12,000 people out at Stern Grove Park in San Francisco on Sunday after we got there. And he stands up there and plays back up to all the tunes that he works with me on, about four or five tunes on the set, and doesn't miss a chord. So I said, "That boy's got what it takes, he ain't scared." But when we came off the stage, he said, "Daddy, I was scared to death."
The only thing the crowd seemed upset about tonight was that you didn't play Doc's guitar. Doc's guitar. Can't even say it. Was there any reason for that?
No, there was no particular reason. The reason I didn't do that, there were so many people that yelled for different things off the stage. I thought a minute, well, it won't be fair to play one person's request and not play them all, and I don't have time to do it all, so I'll think of one that's reasonably as good as Doc's guitar, which was the Blue Smoke, and played it.
So the best way to get a request is not to request it at all.
Might work better. I might have played Doc's guitar.
Our guest has been Doc Watson. He's going to run out to the R&W now and get something to eat.
I'm starved to death.
Thank you very much, Doc.
I'm out here.